So they're doing this in order to rebook passengers that were previously impacted by other flight cancellations. So British Airways has had to make thousands of flight cancellations already. So what they're doing is giving those customers priority now with their seats so that they don't overbook with new sales for the coming week.
So what will the impact on passengers be? I mean, obviously, if you want to book a short-haul flight in the next few days from that airport, you're not going to be able to do that. But does it at least mean that those who do have flights are slightly more guaranteed that it's actually going to happen?
Well, that's what British Airways is saying. It's saying that, in actual fact, there's an advantage or a benefit for those passengers that were previously disrupted. But, of course, it's a very destructive move because, at this point in the summer, it's the peak season and ticket sales are at an all-time premium. So they would seek to be gaining huge yields from high ticket prices. And by not selling those seats, they're losing out at one of the best times of the year to recoup losses that they made during the pandemic. And also, this gives an advantage to competition, to other airlines like EasyJet, Ryanair, say Wizz Air, all those airlines that operate those short-haul flights, not just from Heathrow, from other London airports, for example. So it's very good news for those airlines, but of course it's going to impact British Airways' profitability.
I mean, in terms of the cost to British Airways, what do you think it could total as being?
It's hard to say, but you know, we would be looking potentially at in the six-figure at least sum for this week. And also, it was announced at very short notice, just in the last 24 hours. And the whole move really is unprecedented, especially for such a large global airline. And don't forget that they're part of the One World Alliance with other large airlines like American Airlines, and they're part of the International Airlines Group. So they would have a lot of interlining passengers who would expect to fly to short-haul flights through Heathrow, maybe from, you know, an original departure point like, say, JFK in America. This impacts the departures from Heathrow, but not arrivals into Heathrow.